Shalom to all. Today we're learning Yerushalmi Beit Zav, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tes, and in the Ozvel Tzuris Daf on Yud Beit Zav and Beis, and the article Tzuris Daf on Yud Dalet Amud Aleph on the top. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lunishmas, Marsh Merim Tzar Bas Biakim Moshe, Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And we continue with more Machlokes in Beis Shammai Beis Hillel regarding Yom Tov. The Mishnah tells us Beis Shammai and Beis Shammai says Tavlin spices that a person wants to crush on Yom Tov Nidoichin Mimadoch Shal Eitz. They have to be crushed with a wooden Madoch, which is a pestle, instead of stone, which is the usual wood has to be used. And Vehamelach, when a person wants to crush up salt, Bepachi has to use a flask, which is made out of earthen. Ube Eitz HaParer, or a wooden spoon of sorts that's usually meant for stirring soup or something like that. Whereas Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel says Tavlin Doichin Kedarkon V'Madoch Shal Even V'Hamelch V'Madoch Shal Eitz. Spices could be done like regular with a stone pestle, and salt could be done with regular like a wood pestle, so no shinui is needed. Ask the Gemara of Yaduch Me'asmal, why didn't he just crush it up from yesterday? Why is he being allowed to do it on Yom Tov even according to Beis Shammai? And the answer is Chavraya says B'Shem Riechinon Shetam and Mar. That's because they're bitter. When the spices are crushed yesterday, they get some sort of bitter taste, and therefore you're not going to want to use them on Yom Tov. Whereas Reb Zeir says slightly different, Shetamun Pug, that's because they lose some of their flavor, and that's why, even according to Beis Shammai, they're allowed to be crushed on Yom Tov. But still, some sort of shinui needs to be done. And we're going to have a number of different stories about this. Shmuel, Shachak al Sitra de Medaychta, Shmuel, he used to crush spices like regular with a stone crusher, but he would do it on the side of the Medaychta, using the side of the pestle, so it's a little bit of a shinui. You'd give him on top. Rav Amar, he tells us that it's not a problem. And anything which is allowed to be crushed could be done just like regular, no shinui is necessary. Whereas Rav Chana, quotes of Yirmiyah, who quotes Rav Imi, who says B'Shem Rabbi Yechanon Hashom HaShachalayim HaChardol, garlic, cress, and mustard Nidachin Kedarkon, they can be crushed like regular, but all other spices have to be done with a shinoi. Now Ravo says B'Shem Rabbi Yechanon Ha'is Alintin B'Shabbos, one who makes Alintin on Shabbos, which is some sort of drink made of aged wine, clear water, and balsam oil. So Chayim Shom Markiach, that's proper gear, so he's Chayim because of Markiach. This is like lush, it's like kneading, because he's mixing a whole bunch of ingredients together. However, Habi Yom Tov Mutter, on Yom Tov it's Mutter, that's because it's Eichel Nefesh. Whereas Rav Chizkis is B'Shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, even if he makes it on Yom Tov, it's also because of Markiach. That's because he holds that a person really only drinks this for refuah. When he comes out of the bathhouse, he wants to cool himself down, so he drinks this Alintin drink, and therefore it's darmer refuah. So even on Yom Tov, it's aser. Now Yitzchak Diava asked Rabbi Yechanan, Mao Mishchak Kanditun B'yamitava. If a person wants to make kanditun, which is like a spiced wine drink, and he needs to crush peppercorn for that, so are those peppercorns allowed to be crushed on Yom Tov? Amrle, he told him, Shari, no problem, it's mutter, and V'yev Liva Anashasi. If you give me some of it that you made on Yom Tov, I'll drink it. And Ravo says B'Shem Rav Shuben Levi Shari that it's permitted. Now Rav Zeira Ba Kumi Ravo. Rav Zeira asks in front of Ravo, Manda Avit Tavos. If a person wants to do good, Loi Shachik Le Mesmo, shouldn't he crush the peppercorns from yesterday? So Amalei in, he told him, yes, he should crush those peppers the day before Yom Tov. Ask the Gemara, Machal Shitas Ravo. We have a steer in Shitas Ravo. Hachu Amar Shari. Over here, just before Ravo said near Rav Shuben Levi that it's permitted to crush it on Yom Tov, but Hachu Amar Aser. Over here, in his response from Zeira, he told him that it's Aser and should be crushed from yesterday. I think more answers. El begins Ravo Yadid Rav Zeir of Machamer. Since Ravo knew the Rav Zeir was Machamer, Vino Machmerin, or in a place of people who are Machmer, begin Cain, who offered the Kavasain, that's why he said like him, meaning that's why he responds to Rav Zeir that he should be Machmer, but in essence he holds that it's permitted. Now, Isbai Maimer, there are those that say that Hachin Amar Leh, this is what he had to respond to him, Man Debai Dai Tav, one who wants to make it, so that it will be good, so that it will be tasty, Loi Shacha Kleiman into Esmal, he should not crush it yesterday, and he should do it on Yom Tov, because then it will be the tasty. And the best. More about this. Rav Zeir Shol Lakala Droima Avdei Rav Yehuda Nasiya. Rav Zeir asked his fellow. His name was Kala Droima. He was the Eved of Rav Yehuda Nasi. Shacha Kumar Konditon B'Yamitava. Does your master, meaning Rav Yehuda Nasi, crush the pepper for Konditon on Yom Tov? So Amalei told him in yes. And not only that, V'chol Minei Sekrikon, all sorts of other spices as well, he crushes on Yom Tov. Now you go on based on the top. Rav Yitzchak Rav Elazar says B'Shem Rav Imi Avad Rav Vodma Tzipirin Ma Pligin. What's a Machlekes B'Shem B'Sel on our Mishnah? Litein Letzli. That's only if he wants to put these spices into some sort of dish that's being roasted. So over there, Beis Shammai holds that when he's crushing these spices, it has to be done with a shinui, because really he could have done it from yesterday, even though the freshness and the delicious taste of the spices does subside somewhat, as they're not going to be as tasty on Yom Tov. It's not the biggest deal when we're dealing with tzli, but a halakadeira, mutter, when we're talking about a dish which is being cooked, even Beis Shammai agrees that there's no problem, you're allowed to chatchila crush them on Yom Tov. Now Rav Nachum said that Urshmur bar Abba Bai, he suggested the following, Hadoi Trisa, this Atrisa, which is some sort of dough that made something that was like noodles. That's actually the word for noodles in Hebrew, itriot. So this is like the word atrisa. So liapesh, aser. If he's just going to be drying out this dough in an oven and that's what he wants to crush the spices for, so then that's aser because he could have done it yesterday. Whereas likadeira, mutter. If he wants to cook it and eat it on Yom Tov, so then he's allowed to crush up spices for it. Now al yad, tzricha, the question is, what about al yad? Meaning after he baked it or cooked it, now he wants to spice them a little bit at a time for eating. That's the question if it's permitted or not. and we don't have an answer to it. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Yod. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.